I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I've been grilled by Inspector Ford, and there's no doubt about it. He knows that the Grey Goose is Roland Fletcher. His trouble is he cannot prove it. My trouble is that he's too near to be comfortable. One mistake, and I'm a gone coon. He's on to Charlie Austin, too, but I've managed to sneak him away to Barbara's flat. Barbara herself, I fear, has also come under suspicion, and Inspector Ford has likewise grilled her a little. Well, trapped as I was in Charlie Austin Street, I made a diversion by starting a small fire. And in the ensuing confusion, I nipped off and back to my flat, where Barbara, disguised as myself in moustache and wig, was holding the fort.
Here you are at last. I was getting very anxious.
I'm not surprised. Well, hop through the hole in the wall and change into your own self. It looks as if that disguise of yours is finished forever. I'll join you in a few moments.
Right.
Incidentally, Charlie and I'll have to make a job of closing the old bookcase wall. We made it. We'll have to unmake it, seal it up.
Oh, Rowley.
No regrets, my dear. It's done its job. But the day has come when Ben Ford is going to tear this place of mine to bits and get experts on the job. Then he'll know I can get into your place, and that will definitely pin collusion onto you. All right, hop it, and let me know when Charlie Austin arrives. See you soon. Well, there it is. I can't have Barbara sacrificed just as she gets the news that her father's retrial will probably mean his release. Problem is, though, how to get Charlie Austin into the clear. As for myself, bless my soul, I'll definitely have to get out. North Pole first stop, I think. Barbara? Yes, Barbara, what's on? You can't be changed already.
No, but there's someone at my door, I think. What shall I do?
Wrap a dressing gown round you. Chuck the wig and moustache and open up. I'll be listening in here.
Right. Who is it?
It's me, Miss Barbara. Charlie.
Thank heaven. It's all right, Rowley. It's Charlie.
Well, that's good. I'm coming in, Barbara. By heck, you're late, Charlie.
Oh, I am that. But you know, Mr. Hexall found I'd grown a tail.
What?
It's all right, Barbara. He means he was followed. Did you shake him, Charlie?
I did. I gave myself a walk round three tube stations, spent five bob in fares, and nearly lost myself.
How did you know you were being followed?
Blimey, it was Percy Dawson, plain clothes cop. Put me in once, he did, loitering with intent.
Somehow I can't see Ford's hand in that. Otherwise, this character would have picked you up.
That's the idea. He was just being nosy. Aha, he says, here's C. Austin. You may be up to something, I'll see.
Yes, that'll probably be it. Well, Charlie, this is the end of a penny section.
What?
I mean it.
You can't mean it.
But I do. You see, Ben Ford is convinced. If by any chance he really does get hold of Charlie here, he's got plenty of evidence. He may suspect you've taken a hand too, Barbara. But with the wall bookcase sealed up, he can't connect your place with mine. Thus, he'll have nothing to hang on you.
That's right, Mr. Hicks.
And this is the last place he'd expect to find Charlie.
Yeah, of course.
So there it is, Charlie. I've got cement and trowels in the boot of my car.
I'll go and get them.
Not you. You mustn't be seen having anything to do with me or mine. I'll get them myself. And you and I will do a bit of bricklaying and carpentry work this night.
I refuse to call it a day.
You can't stop it, Barbara. Listen, the retrial is now definite. Your father will receive a pardon. What's his freedom worth to him if you get jugged as an accomplice of the Grey Goose?
I see. Yes, but...
Let there be no buts. This way we protect you.
I'm going to have one but. What of you and Charlie Austin here?
That's our next concern. Very much so, as a matter of fact. And maybe you can do a bit of helping. Now stand aside while a couple of British workmen get a very unusual hustle on.
Oh, blimey. Oh, it's finished.
And as the mayor of Buffalfington would say, I declare this foundation stone well and truly laid. Oh, by Jove, I'm tired.
Sit down, like a drink of something.
How does a drink of something sit down? Oh, by Jove, I've just thought of something.
What?
I can't get back into my flat without going round now. And I'm dressed a la bricklayer. Never thought of that.
I've thought of something, though.
You have?
Yes. A bit more plaster on your face, a bit more dirt on your overalls, and you could go out into the street or anywhere, and no one could possibly recognize you.
By Jove, Barbara, my wench, you've spoken a complete mouthful. Charlie, my boy, we are almost at liberty.
Well, how are you going to use it?
The fact is, Barbara, you may as well know it now as later. Charlie and I are going on a trip.
A trip? What do you mean exactly?
It's the first I've heard of it.
We can't evade Ford much longer. Thus, we'll have to shake the dust of England from our shoes for a bit. This demi-paradise is a bit too small for us just now.
You mean you're leaving England?
Truth sweet, my dear. It's that or Dartmoor.
But passports and such.
I've long had my affairs in that direction in order.
But I ain't got one.
No, but old Herbert Jenkins has. You know, the one you used when we bunged you over to France a year or so ago.
Oh, crikey, yeah. But wait on. You won't get by the cops at any port. Ford will see to that. Not as yourself, that is.
Do you really think the inspector is as warm as that?
Definitely. And if in the next few days I drop a brick, or he picks up Charlie Austin, we're all well and truly sunk.
Oh. I wish I could think of something.
Don't let it worry you. The big bad wolf is not going to get us. Come on, Charlie, it's the dawn. A very good time of the day to sally forth.
Oh, rightio.
I'll be seeing you again before...
Before we go? Most certainly. We might even come in and whitewash your ceiling.
What about a bit of food, Mr. Hicks?
Right, we'll go in here and get some breakfast and plan our campaign. As Barbara said, there isn't a soul that would recognize me. Buttered eggs for two, please, miss, and coffee.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's like this, Charlie. You can go up to Barbara's flat fairly easily. They won't be watching in that direction, so you can collect your bit of money and odds and ends.
Yeah, right.
Don't change your clothes. Keep that painter's overall on, and tell Barbara to burn everything else. That includes her wig, etc.
Oh, blimey, yes. But all your stuff's in your own flat.
And I've got to get in. There's a few rather priceless bits of jewelry in there. Can't go without them.
No, of course not. Threatening inspector will have your place picketed.
Yes, maybe. But he's only guessing. And even as myself at this stage, he can't stop me going in.
Toast and coffee, sir. Eggs coming up.
Oh, thanks.
But he could keep a very close watch all the same. And he might wonder what you're doing all dressed up in that outfit.
Confound it. I should have kept my suit on underneath and just walked in the ordinary way. I know. Look, we've got to get into that flat as we are. Painters or what have you. We haven't got any paint, brushes or ladders.
Blimey, that's easy, Mr. Hicks. I've got a pal, Tommy Blewett. Now, for a few quid, he'll do a job for us. Motor, truck, name and all.
Charlie, as soon as we finish breakfast, we'll go and interview Mr. Blewett. And by jingo, we'll paint the jolly old flat.
Mr. Fletcher's flat?
Okay, third floor.
Oh, blimey, eh? We look like the real thing. Thomas Blewett printed on all the ladders.
Shall we take the stuff up, Mr. Blewett?
Yes, and get a move on. Careful, don't knock the lift about with those cans of paint.
Okay, okay, Mr. Blewett.
Careful there.
Crikey. Do you see what I see?
The inspector himself. All right, we'll have to bluff this.
Good morning, sir. Are you Mr. Fletcher?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I think he's out. I'm waiting here for him.
No, that's okay. Oh, are you a friend of his? We can let you in if you like. The boss has got the key Mr. Fletcher left with him. Is that right, boss?
That's right. He said as he might be away a bit, so we got a key so that we can get on with the decorating.
Did he say he'd be back today?
Didn't say anything. But asked us to get a move on with the job. You coming in with us? I don't suppose he'd mind.
After all, you couldn't pinch anything with us around, could you? Would you like to leave your name with us? If you want to go, we'll tell him you've been ain't around.
If he does come back and I'm not here, tell him Ford called.
Ford. Ford, eh? Okay, I'll tell him.
Get a move on there.
Righto, come in.
Blimey, Tommy. You're a good'un.
Nothing to it. Was that his nibs?
That was his nibs.
Look, Charlie, I've gone so far to oblige you, but I don't want to put myself the wrong side of the law.
I'll assure you of that, Mr. Lewitt. This flat does want decorating. All right, go on, decorate it. Here's your £100, as promised by Charlie. Now, let's get to work. As long as you show results, you're just doing a job. And if Charlie and I are absent tomorrow, well, that's okay, too. You just put two other men on.
All right, sir. I'll shut up.
Good. Now, I've got what I came for. My own property. That's it. Now, I think I'll go down for more paint. Then I'll go to your place and send another of your men up here.
I've told him to do that down at the office.
Right.
Yeah, what about me?
You, Charlie. You'd better stay on the job till knock-off time. Then meet me at, let's think where. I know. Mr. Blewitt's paint yard. That's it. Okay with you, Mr. Blewitt?
Oh, yeah, that's all sagarnet with me.
All right. Now I'll be off. Oh, by the way, Charlie, splash a bit more paint on your face. Oh, hello. You still here, Mr. Ford?
Yes, I'm still here.
Cripes. You've got patience, I must say. Your pal, Mr. Fletcher, must be worth waiting for.
You're quite right, my friend. Is very well worth waiting for.
So far, Fletcher has managed to get his own way, and that by sheer bluff. But how long is Dame Fortune going to favor the Grey Goose?